Carol Burnett was one of the original queens of television comedy. Her long-running variety show offered a warm wackiness that parents let their kids stay up late to watch. Carol Burnett looks back on those years in her new memoir, This Time Together.
I loved putting on wigs. I loved blacking out my teeth.
Making funny faces. Do you just getting a laugh makes it worthwhile?
Yes.
So, naturally, when Carol Burnett sat down at the mic here at our studios at NPR West, she was completely game when I asked her to reprise her trademark Tarzan yell.
Shall I back up?
What's the worst?
Well, let me see what happens. Did I blow anybody's head off?
I don't think so.
That wasn't a particularly good one, but it was okay.
There's a story in the book where you went into Bergdorf Goodman.
Yes.
Fancy department store
yes.
one. Well, you were quite famous. You were a household name by that time.
Right. We were in New York, and I was headed for rehearsal. We were doing a special, and I needed some stockings. And I went up to the lingerie department, and there was this lovely lady there. And she's, oh, hello, Miss Burnett. And all, very lovely. And I said, oh, may I write you a check? And she said, I'm sorry, but I'll need some identification. And I said, well, you know who I am. She said, I know, but it's the rules. We have to put down the driver's license and, you know, all of that. So she said, wait a minute. Let me check with the floor manager. And finally, she said, Miss Melton will approve your check if you will do the Tarzan yell in the middle of the lingerie floor. So I said, well, okay. Nobody else was around, so I did it. Right behind the sales lady, there was an exit door that burst open, and in came a security guard with a gun pulled.
Seriously.
I mean, we could have had our heads blown off. So I learned a lot that morning.
In 1967, the Carol Burnett Show started, and you were surrounded by these really funny people.
Well, I guess I'm in the seat right behind you there. I'm in the no-frills section.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. A lot safer back here.
Good.
You ever hear of an airplane backing into a mountain?
Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, Vicki Lawrence. Would you say, looking back, that there was an innocence about the humor? Or is that not the word?
No,
there's something about it that feels...
I think sometimes we were pretty edgy, but I never purposely wanted to hurt anybody or get edgy without really being funny. You know, sometimes that happens. You'll sit and you'll watch something, and it's very clever, but there's no belly laughs. And I always love the belly laughs.
Excuse me, are you in the no-frills section?
Yes.
Well, then get your foot off our rug.
I like the physical humor. I'd do my own stunts and never knew how. I'd jump out of windows, get dragged across the floor, all kinds of things.
One of the best-known continuing sketches in the show was you, Vicki Lawrence, and Harvey Korman portrayed as a family.
The family, yeah.
You played Eunice, and Vicki Lawrence played your cranky mother.
And I wouldn't be here right now if Mama hadn't started whining for me to take her out.
I did not whine.
You just shut up or I'll take that little rubber stopper out of your purse and ram it down your throat.
It was a highly dysfunctional family. Actually, I loved it because there were no jokes in it. It was all about the premise of the sketch and the characters and how they would react to certain things.
You write in this memoir that some of Eunice was based on your own mother.
Yes, because none of her dreams ever came true. And she touched my heart, even though she was horrible. My mother wasn't horrible, but she was very vulnerable, and none of her dreams came true. Eunice always had these dreams and ideals that she was going to be somebody. And I remember when she got on the Gong Show.
Who knows, I might just get a television part or something and just have to stay out in Hollywood for a while.
A television part? Eunice, you are nuts.
She thought she was going to move to Hollywood and become a star and everything. And, of course, they gonged her before she got three notes out. And it was so sad. We got fan mail on it saying that it made him cry when it just went into Eunice's face. You could just see her starting to cry. And it was a heavy piece.
There's another skit that involves one of the other ensemble. That's Tim Conway.
Oh, please.
This involves Mr. Tudball and his secretary, Mrs. Wiggins.
Yes. I was kind of a bimbo tending to her nails in this push-up bra with this floral top and a pencil-thin skirt.
Do you have any estimate of the time that those doggone nails are going to be dry?
No.
They're beginning to attract the fruit flies.
The thing with Wiggins and Tudball is that we never rehearsed it because Tim would always change the dialogue. That's why on the show, if you see me as Mrs. Wiggins biting my nails, I'm trying to keep from laughing.
The show actually, you're right, was criticized because the actors, all of you, mm-hmm. might crack up, break character, and especially when Tim Conway was doing
generally, that. I would say 90% of the time it was Tim. He would just crack everybody up, and I totally understand the criticism, but it was never like, let's break up here.
Well, but the audiences loved it. In the sense that you kind of were all in on the joke.
Yeah, the audience was in on the joke because they knew Tim was doing something that he had not done before.
I'd like to end our conversation with the way you ended your show. Mm-hmm. You had a small little song that you sang mm-hmm. at the end.
My husband Joe wrote that. Here we go. I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
Well, I'm sorry to be saying so long.
Oh, thank you, Renee. I enjoyed it.
Carol Burnett has gathered together tales from her life in her new book called This Time Together. And for those who remember that dress, that famous curtain rod dress from her spoof of Gone with the Wind, relive the moment at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.